Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have on the phone with us right now Martha Harris. She is the executive director of the YMCA in Red Wing, Camp Pepin, and we are thrilled to have her on the phone, and she's going to tell us about some opportunities that the public has to take part in some fun summer activities through the Y of Red Wing. So first of all, Martha, nice to chat with you. How long have you been with the Y, and what do you do there?
Okay, I've been with the Red Wing YMCA for 9 years now. Initially, prior to that, I was teaching part-time in fitness, and then spent 7 years as the healthy living director for the Red Wing YMCA, and for the last 2 years have been the executive director for YMCA Camp Pepin.
And what exactly is YMCA Camp Pepin?
Oh, I love that you ask. YMCA Camp Pepin is a beautiful 40-acre piece of property that was given to the Red Wing YMCA approximately 85 years ago and was developed into a summer camp. So our YMCA is located in Red Wing, and our camp is right on Lake Pepin, 40 acres lakefront and backwoods in Wisconsin. And the mission of our camp, what we want to do is we want to provide a place where children can come and really get unplugged from all of the technologies, the stressors of everyday life in our culture today, and learn more about their natural world, take healthy risks through some of the activities that we provide, from ropes course to zip line to sailing, and even those healthy risks of learning to step out and make new friendships. That's a huge part of what we do. So we really work at growing brave little humans at Camp Pepin.
So unfortunately, with COVID-19, I would assume many of your camps have not been able to go on.
Correct. Yeah, that's true. We had to make a very hard decision, and we spent a lot of time doing it in conversation with YMCAs across the country. We had Wednesday calls all the way from March, April into May, and it wasn't until May that we made the decision to not run Camp Pepin summer resident camp programming because we knew that the risk was just too high and that the inputs that we were going to have to make it safe for everybody were, one, expensive, and two, we weren't really set up. There would have been more infrastructure than we could manage that would need changing. We also run an outdoor education programming for the Farmington School District, and that would normally have taken place in May, and we would normally have been teaching the outdoor ed curriculum standards for the state and for team building and engagement with kids in the natural world for them, and they too were unable to do it because of the pandemic and COVID-19.
So that left your entire Camp Pepin, the residency camps, empty. And what did you decide to do then?
Well, Mo, we knew that we needed a revenue line. That was the big thing. And so we looked at what our assets were and then spent a lot of time talking with Pepin County Public Health, talking with the folks up in Madison with the Wisconsin Department of Health, and trying to figure out what could we safely do and still meet some of our mission. And we realized that, okay, if we have, a dedicated space where families can really enjoy and immerse together in their own group, not commingling with other family groups in the space, if we could provide something that allowed them to just, have some normalcy. It's been such a rough spring for everyone. And to have some normalcy as well as some time spent on the water, kayaking and paddling paddle boards, and we also have sailboats, we have rowboats, but providing rentals, and we now have 8 rental units that families can book for 3 days, a long weekend or a week, and they can come out here and experience camp in a different way, but in a way that we see is really needed right now for families to be pretty geographically local, and also to really take care to, know who they're crossing paths with.
So these 8 rental units, are they all the same, please?
Oh, they're really different. For camper cabins in summer resident camp, they're, you know, little bunk rooms, and we have 11 different cabins. But since we knew we had to have a dedicated bathroom for each family, we only had 4 camper cabins that have a bathroom built in. But then we had 2 other bigger, beautiful cabins down by the lake as well that have access to the bathhouse. And so one of the cabins by the lake, their bathroom is the boys' bathhouse. And then the other cabin by the lake is the girls' bathhouse. And then we also have the lodge at Camp Pepin, which is a really beautiful building that was built as a retreat center. And I think we had 20 people in there last weekend. And we recommend about 18, but we can take more. And that one, it has different bedrooms, a full kitchen, sunroom, deck, patio, grill, air conditioning, all those kind of amenities. And it's just offset from the camp proper where all of the cabins are. Then we have one other rental across the street in our backwoods area. And it too is a really nice retreat space with, we call it the treetops house because the deck wraps around to the back and you feel like you're just in the top of those oaks when you're sitting out there. Lovely, lovely, you know, home, full kitchen. And it houses about 15 people.
And so you still have availability through the rest of the summer?
We do. We're really cooking. We're booked out every weekend for July right now, but we have weekends open in August in a number of our cabins. And it's also a great time in July and August to maybe grab some weekday rentals for those people that could, you know, snag a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of getaway.
And is it pretty inexpensive?
It is. It is, Mo. It ranges from between $125 a night and up to $350 a night through VRBO. We put it on that site in order to manage the accounting well as it's, you know, it was a good template for us to use so that we didn't have to create a new infrastructure to book cabins.
Do you have people that had been to camp either as a kid or the last couple of summers and now are coming back to utilize it as a family?
Yes, we do. We actually, there's been some really cool things happening in all of this difficulty. And one example I would have for you would be a woman called me out of the blue in June and said, I always give to your Camp Access campaign. And the Camp Access campaign is in a normal summer. We raise a ton of money through donors as well as a match from the YUSA Strategic Initiatives Fund. And we get about 40 to 45 campers that can come to camp through that scholarshiping process. So a generous individual called and said, you know, I normally give to that access for a kid to come to summer resident camp. I would like to know if you can find some families that would benefit from a donation of a family vacation at Camp Pepin. And so we've got a family that's going to be coming in 2 weeks. I cannot wait. And one of my awesome little campers is coming. And she's going to get an opportunity to show her little brother and her mom and let them see what she's done at camp. They can play disc golf in the backwoods together and they can paddle the canoe together on the lake and, you know, just enjoy games in the field. So they will experience, but it'll be in a different way, but really a cool way.
You know, when you mentioned some of the amenities that you have, those are all included in the price?
They are. It's crazy. I think with that $125 a night, you get the opportunity to, you know, we ask ahead of time kind of just the general size and life jackets that you're going to need, as well as what kind of watercraft you would enjoy. And like I say, the watercraft that we have available for our camper families are paddleboards and kayaks and canoes and rowboats. And also there's lots of folks that have been going out fishing and catching fish. A walleye even came in the other day.
Oh, my gosh. How fun. And like you said, some of these places have a little kitchenette. They could fry that right up. And how long do people typically stay?
Oh, my goodness. We've had... you know, there's a discount, a percentage discount if you stay 7 days, and we've had two people take us up on that so far. And otherwise, people are generally staying anywhere from, a weekend, a Friday, Saturday night, to a 3 and 4 day weekends. 4 day weekends are kind of the norm is what I'm seeing, you know, people trying to grab for the summer.
Where can people learn more about how to rent this? Do you go to Vacation Rental by Owner? What do you do?
That's one good way to do it. And then you search by property numbers. So I would really recommend the best way to find it would be to go to the redwingymca.org, the Red Wing website, the Red Wing YMCA home website. On their landing page has a terrific video that kind of tells our story about closing camp and what are we going to do, and here's how we found our way. And so I would love for folks that are listening to go to that site and, one, just hear our story, and, two, book a vacation if you can, and, three, if you're an interested volunteer, we have got projects and can use everybody's skills.
Oh my
God. This is summer all about volunteers and working together to make this work.
Tell us what some of the skills you're asking people to use.
Oh my gosh. Okay, anything from if you can go into a chaotic room full of supplies, namely my arts and crafts closet, you'll find things like all of the lost and found from last year's summer campers that weren't claimed. They've all been washed up, and those things, we need to sort through those and save what we're going to save to help outfit campers that need clothes when they come to camp next year, and then bag them up to go to the Salvation Army or whatever thrift shop we, you know, drop them off at. It can range all the way from that to we have painting jobs that need to be done. We need to repaint all the doors of the cabins, and so that's a good day or two of project work for somebody. We also have general grounds things that need doing on a regular basis, and we've had a volunteer coming out to mow. I've got a couple of men coming out 2 times a week that have volunteered to help with clearing some of the brush along the beachfront and really cleaning that up with weed whips, some chainsaws, and rakes. So there are so many other things, Mo, I can't even begin to tell you. Folding laundry for the RVO flips, that's a huge help. So lots of things.
So as far as the actual cabins themselves go, do you bring your own linens and your own towels? How does that work?
Great question. Those two that were, you know, in that higher price range for rental, those are fully equipped, like you're going to a hotel room and then some. They've got all your bedding, your towels, your soaps, your shampoos, your, you know, everything you need in the kitchen. They're fully equipped. The camper cabins, that's such a good one. And people camp in so many different ways. Some people will come in and they'll have their cooler and they'll do all of their cooking on the fire pit. And then a lot of our guests are bringing a camp stove to set up and cook outside. And we're also allowing like a hot plate, a crock pot, or an electric griddle where folks can plug in and cook in those as well.
So what about pets?
Pets. That is a case-by-case basis. We prefer not to have pets because, one, this is a new business that we're just kind of getting into. And we were concerned about, we're trying to put 48 hours between people getting, checking out and the next group checking in for COVID specifically. But then with the pets, there's that concern about allergens for the next guy. And so, you know, we've got a couple of Labradoodles coming to check us out, and a few of those no allergen dogs have been approved. But otherwise, we're keeping that to a minimum, but it's worth a call and asking.
You know, that's a good thing to do is case by case. What about additional information on how you're keeping things clean?
Right. Well, those are in each one of our individual listings in VRBO. And again, you get to those by going to the redwingymca.org, our website there. And that will get you to those different properties. List each one of them. There's links there that you can click on. And when you're in that site, it lets you know that we've got those 48 hours between guests, that we are not sending cleaning folks in until 24 hours of airing out. And then we've got that 24 hours to complete the flip. And when we do a full cleanup of everything in the room. And then we're also using EPA disinfectants in the spaces as well.
Aren't you so proud of yourself that you guys came up with this idea? It's really, really wonderful.
No, you're sweet. Thank you. You know, I'm honestly just stunned by the outpouring of support that we've gotten, as well as all the beautiful people that have come out here and enjoyed camp. It's been amazing to meet them. And I have to tell the story, as I was pulling my hair out, knowing what the vision was, all of a sudden these two people showed up on a Sunday afternoon while I was scrubbing down the treetop house, and they were past camp kids. They were past campers. They were past camp leadership from like 10 years ago. They both had at least a 6-year, if not 7-8-year involvement with camp. And they asked, you know, we met. We ended up talking for 45 minutes. And the gentleman that was, it was a couple, a man and a woman, and he said, you know, normally I have a job lined up, but with COVID, I don't have a summer job lined up, and I'll be through, you know, teaching at high school in Northfield in another week. I like what you're doing over here, and I know what camp does for people. He said that camp was life-changing for him and helped him become, you know, the leader and man that he is today. And because of that, he said, yeah, sure, I'll come out and help you. And so Eric jumped in, and Eric and I are making this shindig work. And so there's been a lot of blessings like that within all of the difficulties.
It's pretty cool. That's a great story. We certainly will do that. We'll spread the word. You can go online to the Red Wings YMCA and check out Camp Pepin Rentals. Wow, this is just so exciting. Thank you for opening this up, and thank you for telling us about it.
You're welcome, Mo. I really appreciate being on the air and getting word out for folks. Thank you.
And one last thing, Martha, tell us where you really are from.
Southern Minnesota doesn't work for you, does it?
It doesn't.
I grew up in North Carolina my first 30 years.
I have relatives in the Carolinas, and they say my name the same way, Mao. Martha, really nice to chat with you. Thank you so much. Martha Harris, she is the executive director of Camp Pepin. It's part of the YMCA of Red Wing. And do check them out online if you're interested in camping someplace very close to home. It's a great idea. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.